Sech nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov ben Yisrael Pinchas and Sech nishmas Daniel Shena Bas Yeshua Falak. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Okay. So we are beginning a new packet today. We're going to do B8. Even though there is another packet in between, maybe we'll start now with B8. Is that the packet you have in front of you? B8?
Yes.
Okay. So, this packet is Gvinas Akum, and I told you it's very apropos that with this packet we should be, you know, starting today and working on the week of before Shavuos. Because Gvina is something that very significant for Shavuos. You know, you have to know about cheesecake. You know, that's an important thing to know about Shavuos. And, so let's begin. We discussed the previous days the idea of a Dover Hamamid Eino Batel, that something that causes another substance to change its whole form, Dover Hamamid, is Eino Batel. So if you have a whole vat of milk and you put a little bit of enzyme that's a little bit of a stomach of an animal, or a little bit of the milk of the animal inside, and that transforms the whole animal, the whole milk into cheese. So even though by right it should be bottle, look, it's a big vat of milk, and it's only a little bit of, you know, and nonetheless, we say that it's not bottle, and we discussed yesterday whether that's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan, because from one perspective it should be only a din d'rabbanan, because lemaisa it's not nikar the taste. Maybe something is of the timer, then, you know, maybe it's different, but it's not nikar the taste. On the other hand, since it transforms the whole thing, then maybe that's considered like nikar ha'isser, and therefore it won't be batal. So now we're going to discuss the din of Gvinas Akum. And this is very important. People don't realize the importance of this, because this is one area of halacha that you could have totally kosher ingredients and yet you can't eat it. And it's even more chomer. It's even more chomer than mat, than chalav akum. We'll see that it could be even more chomer than the iser of, you know, the requirement of not to have chalav akum. So we'll go slowly and we'll go through this inyan, and hopefully by Shavuos we'll be ready to observe Shavuos. And know all the halachas of the cheese blintzes, etc.
Amar Rav Yehuda, Shal Rabbi Shmuel as Rabbi Yeshua, Shehayu Mahalchem Bederech Amulo B'nei Ma, Asur Gvinos Akum.
Why did Chazal Asur non-Jews cheese?
Amulo B'nei Shemamidin Oso Bekeva Shal Nevela. So he says because it's that we mamid it in the keva of Nevela. In other words, so if you have the stomach of a Nevela, and that's what you're going to put in, the part of that stomach into the vat of milk, and that's going to create the cheese. So then that's going to be a problem, because it's going to be a Dover Hamamid. And then he has a whole thing there. You can take a look. So that's the Chashash. And then the Gemara has other discussions. But according to that, what would be if we know for sure that they didn't? What if we have a Mashkiach Tmidi And we know for sure that they used the kosher, animal. So we'll see. So that's the first thing the Gemara says is the reason for the issur. And then there perhaps are other reasons that Chazal asked it, and we'll see that in the future. Maybe there are other things that other reasons that maybe one could ask it. But the simple reason, the first reason the Gemara says, is because they put it in the keva. They put it in the stomach, and so therefore it's a dover amamid. Okay. One second. Okay, so let's take a look in the Rambam for a second. Yeah, before we get to the Rambam, let's take a look back at the Gemara on page 3. Page 3 on Lamed Hey Amid Beis in Avodah Zarah. Malki Mishmeid Rav Ada Bar Ava Omer Bnei She Machlikim Paneh B'Shuman Chazir. Another reason that they would smear the nothing to do with that they would mamid it in something treif, but after the cheese is made they would smear it with fat oil, oil of the fat of a chazir. So that means that he had the cheese, and that they would smear the cheese with chazer schmaltz, chazer fat. So it's mamish treif. That'd probably be even a more chomerdika thing, because that's could be a real daraisa maybe. Rav Chisda Omer Bnei Shemabinim also b'chometz. So he gives a different reason that they put it in chometz, meaning the davar mamid is vinegar, and the vinegar was made from non-kosher wine. So that's another reason. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omer Bnei Shemabinim also b'srafa orla. Or another possibility is that they get the fruit, the orla fruit, the sap of the orla, and they put that in the milk. They put that in the milk, and that's another issue. Sraf shal orla, and therefore orla is usser. So the davar mamid is shal orla. So most of the reasons here have to do with the improper dover hamamid, and then you had one reason of that you smear it with chazer. But one could, all these reasons, one could say that. But if, what if you have a hashkacha that it's not that way? Then we have a mashkiach to see that it's not put that way. So would that make it mutter or not? So if you take a look and page 2 on the bottom, and Tosfos on the bottom of page 2 in Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. Thank you. He says, "Vegam." Last three lines. Vegam b'harbe mekomas yesha ochlim osam b'nei shamabidim osam b'prachim. He says, some places the Dover Hamamid is some type of flour that I guess has some acidic quality. You know that we learned, right, and we spoke about chiltis, right? You remember we talked about chiltis when we were giving you the ultimate Dover Charif is chiltis. So so you have some vegetation that could be very sharp, right? So some vegetation could be a Dover Hamamid. And in those cases, he says, in those communities where they use prachim to be mamid, so he says, so now it's... Now it's fine. That it's... One second, excuse me, one second, please. Really? The red is on. Does that mean pause or no?
Let me see if it's... But I can...
Was paused?
No.
It was not paused?
No, it's on.
But was it paused when I brought it to you?
No.
So, according to this daya in Tosfos, it's prachim. Prachim is, so it means, according to this daya in Tosfos, if it's a kosher ingredient that you're mamid, even though it was done by a goy, but the mice, it's kosher. And the Gaonim of Narvona were Mekel, because they put it with Prachim. Now, I told you, keva is a very complicated word, because keva usually means the stomach. But here, keva is referring to the milk in the stomach. There was usually the technical word for the stomach, sometimes is or keva. Versus keva can mean the milk, but sometimes keva might mean the stomach itself. So you have to be, you know, so here he's saying that what they did sometimes is they would take this... the milk that was in the stomach, and they would salt it when it was still in the stomach. So the stomach itself is basar, and if you hold the milk in the stomach, we said is three, it was different opinions. So if you're moleach the milk in the stomach, it's like you're cooking meliach kiroseach. So it's like you're cooking the stomach with the milk, and it's basar b'chalav. And therefore, you're going to take that milk out, and that's going to be the Dover Hamamid, or the stomach, so then it's going to be a Dover Hamamid that's asr. V'ani re'isi mekomas shehi mamidim b'nivlas Dover Acher meliach. Or... they have an avail of a chazir or something that is going to be... So whatever, so there are places that they... But these opinions in Tosfos, the Balei Tosfos say that in Hanami we don't use it, but if we know, but if we're in a location that it's all used with kosher things, that it's only prachim that they're mamid in it, So then that should be okay. So let's now look in the Rambam on page 4. So let's take a look. Let's look in Halacha Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel. Neze yitein hadin shekol chalav nimtza biyar akum osur. But every milk that's found with the in the hands of a guy is osur. Shemi iribo chalav behema tamei. Because we're afraid that maybe they put in non-kosher milk. Ugvinas akum muteres. There was, they want to say that gvinas akum should be muter if it's because she'ein cholav behema tamei mizgabin. That originally the assumption was that the cheese of a goy is okay, because the whole original thing was that maybe they put some non-kosher ingredient in. Non-kosher milk was used. So if that was the assumption of the non-kosher milk, so then they said that that's okay, because non-kosher milk doesn't become cheese. It doesn't have the property to curdle and become cheese. So originally, the thought was that you can't use the milk of a goy, because maybe he put some non-kosher milk in, but the cheese of a goy should be okay, because the cheese of a goy is shouldn't be a problem, because if it's non-kosher, it wouldn't become cheese. So if he were using non-kosher milk, it wouldn't become cheese. Finis akum uter shein echol veim etzvei miskabin. Avol bimei chachme mishna, but in the time of the Mishnah, gozru al gvinas akum. They were gozer on gvinas akum. V'asrum ibnei shem amidim osam b'or keva shel b'shchitosim shehin avela. In the time of Chachmei Mishnah, they were gozer on gvinas akum, and they acid it. Ibnei shem amidim osam b'or keva shel b'shchitosim shehin avela. So that was the original thing. That originally, they said the cheese is okay, because if it became cheese, it must have been kosher milk. But because the only chashash was what milk did they use? But then, in the time of the Mishnah, they were using kosher milk, but they were using a dover hamamid that was problematic. So then they asked it. Isn't it a dover katan? The or a keva? Look, it's a little piece of stomach to a big vat of milk. It should be butter. So v'lama lo yivatel b'miyutim neshu hamamid hagvina. But that's the din of Dover HaMamid. That Dover HaMamid is Osir. Well, so now let's continue on page 5, Perek Tes Halacha Tazayin. So says the Rambam, in Perek Tes Halacha Tazayin, Osu la'amid ha'gvina bo'or ha'keva shel shchuta. V'im hemid toim es ha'gvina im yeshbo tam basur osur v'lab muteres v'im ne'mamid dover ha'mutar hu she'keva shchuta hi v'in kan ela iser basur b'chol she'shira b'no sein tam. So he says that if you use a kosher stomach, so then you just have to make sure that there's no nosing tam. It's not automatically usur. In other words, if it'll be batal, it'll be batal b'shishim, or nosing tam, you won't have a nosing tam. It's okay. Because if you don't have shishim, it'll be basa b'cholav. That you've created basa b'cholav through putting dover hamamim. Because there's no din, he's saying the Rambam, there's no din of dover hamamim, ainu batal, by a kosher stomach, because it's kosher. The only thing is, now that it's put together with the milk, it could be basa b'cholav, so then it has the regular din of basa b'cholav, it's batal b'shishim, if there's no nosing tam. Aval hamamid b'or kevus nevelo treifav u'behema temeya hol v'hamamid dover ha'osu b'fnei atzma nesu ha'gvina b'shem nevela. But if you use a nevela, then it's going to be also lo mishum b'osu b'cholav. U'mipnei chashash zeh osu gvinas akum k'moshe b'yayim. And that's the Rambam's reason of why they asid gvinas akum. What?
I didn't understand.
In other words, as we said, the reason the Rambam brings down the reason that we saw in the Gemara, that the reason why it's usur gvina sakum is because they were using something that was a non-kosher davar hamamid. Okay, now, there's one last thing that we have to do here. Is Halacha Yud Dalet on page 4. He says, Gvina shemamidin oso ha'akum ba'asovim. So what's the din if the mamid, Halacha Yud Dalet, on page 4, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Dalet. I don't know why I didn't bracket it. That's the most one of the most important halachas there. But okay, it was a mistake not to bracket it. Okay, but it's still there, so we can learn it. He says, "Gvinim shemamino so ha'akum ba'asovim b'mei peiros non sraf ha'te'enim." So say the Dovra Mamid was peiros, mei peiros. I mean, so it's totally kosher ingredients. So what should be the din l'chara? Should be mutter. So he says, "Nahoru mixes gaonim shehi asura." Wow. So he says, "Mixes gaonim says it's asur." Why? Sheik kvar gazu al kol gvinas akum, bein she midu b'dover asur, bein she midu b'dover hamuter. Zeiru shem hamino so b'dover asur. So the Rambam says that anything that you make any dover hamamid from a goy, even if it's totally kosher ingredients, it's what? Is osur. Because it's a gzera. It's a gzera that we're afraid that if we take the cheese of a goy that's made from kosher davar hamamid, that the thing that you put in the milk to form it and to change it is kosher ingredients, and you put something in to change the whole thing, and it's totally kosher, we're afraid that one day he'll put a or nevela in. So therefore, according to this mixas gaonim in the Rambam, that any goyish cheese is usur, even if it has totally kosher ingredients in it, because of this gezeira.
But what should the difference be between cheese and milk?
This gezeira is more chomer at first glance, because like chalav Yisrael, so if they asur chalav akum, but if Yisrael sees it, it's okay. So the question is, would we say the same thing by the gvina? If the Yisrael
sees that it's okay. So we have to see. The Rambam's mashma that it's a gzeira. Now this Rambam is against the Tosis that we saw before. Because Tosis seemed to say before that if it's used with kosher ingredients, it's okay. Right? Chachmagone Norvona, etc. And now we're saying no. We're saying that even if it's with kosher ingredients, it's still asa. And what does the Rashba say? Let's take a look on page 7 in the Rashba. Look here in the middle of the page, on the right side, in the Torah Habayis by Shlishi Shar Shishi, the first word on the line is Chazir. Right, so he gives you different reasons of why they asked the Gvina Sakum. Says Issa Zel Shal Gvina Afilu Bimkoma Shemin Hogam Shalol Hamid Bor Keva Bimkoma Seivu Shem Abina El Baperach. He says this prohibition. It's like what we saw in the Rambam, that this prohibition of Gvina Sakum is even in a location that they don't use the stomach. They only use prachim, and yet what? The Rambam still says. I mean, the Rashba, following the Mixas Kohenim in the Rambam, says it's still. So he says that this is us. If you have gevina shalem basur b'stavim milsel kol dover shenesa b'minyan, b'mishnas ein mamidin nesa b'minyan v'chol shenesa b'minyan afil batel hatam lo batel dover. So this is usur. Like even if things change, even if goyim wouldn't use non kosher things, they only use kosher things. Doesn't matter. This is a gzera that they made. Because there was a time that they used non-kosher things. So therefore, even if the manufacturing style would change, any cheese that is produced by a goy, you're not allowed to eat. Even if every single solitary ingredient is kosher. Now, we're going to have to discuss what is the... So, how do you make it mutter? In other words, Say I get a mashkiach to look at, to be there. What would be? Would we say that... Would we say, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Don't we say that the mashkiach has to participate in the process?
Yeah, so that's what we're going to see. So let's look first in the Meiri on page 8. It says, Mixas Rabbosa he nogim bo heter shem izdamin shem motzim en haperach begvina. He says, Mixas Rabbosa were nogim bo heter shem izdamin shem motzim en haperach begvina. In other words, he says, Mixas hold that it's mutter. Right? That's what we saw in Tosis. That if it's made from you know, flowers, that's the Dover HaMamid, then
then it's mutter. And but he says gedolei mechabrim. That's the footnote points as that's the Rambam. Kasvul iser al kolponim afshem yidur beheter. But the Rambam says no. Even if the ingredient that you used was for the Dover Hamamid, was a kosher Dover Hamamid, nonetheless, it's still Aser. Because a Gzeira, may you come to use it with an Iser. Sha'af Haim, Hayum, Mefarshim, Devein, Mamakam, Shaktsasim, Osim, Be Iser, Huktsasim, Beheter. Hakol, Shakol, Hamakam, Nogim, Lasosu, Beheter, Lo. So he says an interesting Chiddush here now, the Meiri. He says maybe the gzeira is only in a locale where some people are making it with a kosher dover hamamid and some people are making it with a non-kosher dover hamamid. And even though you made it with the kosher dover hamamid, we're afraid that you're going to come to use the non-kosher dover hamamid. But if the whole locale, no one in the whole locale uses non-kosher dover hamamid, so maybe then the gzeira doesn't apply. Shafim, are you mafarshim devrei b'makom shaktsosim osim b'isur ktsosim b'heter? Hakosh, kol shakol hamakom nogim lasoso b'heter lo. So that's what the Meiri is saying. Okay. So now, let us take a look in the Shulchan Aruch and see how this is brought down. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Tes Vav Siv Beis. Givinus al vekachovim asrum ibnei shemadim osab orkei v'shukitosim shi nevela. Filim yidu basavim asur. So the Mechaber says that it's asur, meaning even if it was. Made with asavim, with what? With kosher ingredients. The Dover Hamamid was kosher. It still doesn't matter because of this gzeira. V'chein haminug ve'ein lifrutz geder. Inlo b'mokam shenogu b'm heter mikadmonim. Unless it's a place that it was a mokum that was nogum uheter v'im haYisrael roa asiyas hagvinus hachaliva muter. So comes the Ramah and says a big chiddush. He said the Ramah says that if Yisrael watches the process, even though it's done by goyim. But the Israel watches it, then it's okay. V'chein ha-minik pashur b'chol medinus eilu. V'imro asiyas ha-gvinos, he saw the lo ro ha-chaliva. Yeish la'ati b'dievet, kein locho shem i'iri bo dover tome, nechad shos ha-gvinos b'na chovav, ki dover tome eino omed. Right, we said that even if you didn't see the milking, but if it was made into cheese, it must have been kosher because non-kosher milk doesn't become cheese. So that's the famous shita of the Ramah. The Ramah shita is that you could undo Gvinas Akum by having, but then you would have to, you know, you would need a mashkiach tamidi. You know, you need a Jew to be there every time that you're making the cheese. Because if you don't have a Jew there, say you have a factory. Because most factories, they don't have a mashkiach tamidi, right? Not a mashkiach tamidi. The factories are some faraway places where Jews don't live. So most things, The Mashgiach goes in once in a while and checks it out, you know. You know, like you know, in a lot of hashkachas, they don't, you know, in meat stores they have a Mashgiach, you know, to meet in meat restaurants and things like that. But things that are not meat restaurants, they don't have a Mashgiach to meet. They have a Yotzei V'Nichnas. But for cheese, that won't be good enough, a Yotzei V'Nichnas. Right? Because every time they have a production of cheese, so you need the Israel to see it. And this is, you see, when it comes to milk, Chol of Israel, so we say that you need Israel Roeim. And Rav Moshe said this B'chiddush, that if you have government rules, that's like Israel Roeim, even though there's no Israel Roeim. Right? That was his chiddush, that everything is really Chol of Israel. Not everyone agrees, but that was his chiddush. But for Gvinas Akum, you need Yisrael Roehu Likuva. And if Yisrael is not Roehu, then that's part of the Gezerah. That is the Ramah. And as we're going to see soon, you know.
Why can't we apply Rav Moshe Rishin?
So you can't apply Rav Moshe to the thing, because the idea being that what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says is that even if it's kosher ingredients, it's still usher because of this gzeira. They made a gzeira, so that means even if I go down to the plant and I see they're taking kosher ingredients and they're putting it into the milk, it's still usher. So what is it going to be? What good is going to be? So therefore, one second. So Rav Moshe, I'm sorry, I said it incorrectly. Let me correct myself. In other words, Rav Moshe's thing is that you don't need, you just need to know that it's kosher ingredients. But over here, the knowledge is not sufficient. So Rav Moshe says a chiddush, but if you actually see it, then it's okay. The Shach doesn't like this Rav Moshe. The Rav Moshe al pi pashas is very difficult. And the Shach says he doesn't think it's true. He doesn't think it's true. So what do you need? Look at the second arrow. I mean, the third arrow. Mashin espasha the minna shlokim v'vidus n'shavim afal pisha osin osa al-chav ha'im yishum sh'anogo liskor ha'behemus. Can a gvinus shall Yisrael heim v'lo matziru shum isr b'shum mokum migvinus shall Yisrael shall son ovi kachovim. Tal gvinus ovi kachovim gozru v'lo al gvinus Yisrael. The gvinus of kachavim gozu v'lo gvinus Israel shor osam over kachavim. Chay noagim gam kein shor kachavim beis Israel osam gvinus Israel v'adin she'ein sochrin habehemos v'konim in kere gvinus heim b'shas asiyosim shor Israel avin ol kachavim osay gvinus la'atzmo avu p'sheyosham Israel b'tchil v'atzov osar shor gvinus of kachavim. So he says like this. That you don't need. If Israel just comes and watches, that doesn't do anything. He says that's only by cholov that makes a difference. Look at the second arrow. Kami cholov ol chovim tenan hosem cholov shecholov ol chovim Israel roeu. Awesome. Israel roeu muter. Alma de gvinus ein chiluk ben roi asias gvinus olol. Chay kol haposkim kosu stama v'lo chilku begvinus. First wide line. Doesn't matter. Take the idea that that's over chavim hakvi. Feel all your mitchilas achaliv shor. Chosim l'mayim el midin cholv shachal. Yeah. That's over chavim hakvi. Lasses men hakvina. Sim came lam. Yeah. Elavadik b'tvishus. Mashu lo shori el be Israel asam achakach. So he says you need the first thing he says. You need the Israel to put in the Dover Hamamid. It has not only has to be kosher, but the Yisrael has to put it in. That's number one. In other words, the Ramah says not only the Yisrael doesn't have to put it in, all you need is the Yisrael to be a spectator. And the Shach says no, Yisrael has to put it in. Or war what? But he says there's a minig that they do it even the Israel doesn't put it in. Hayne mishum the nagul liskor habehemus. If Israel owns the animals, or at least rents the animals, so he has bailus on the animal that you're making the milk that you're taking the milk from. He owns the milk. Therefore, he owns the cheese. So then that's not Gvinas Akum, even if the goy physically put it in. So what we need is, we need a Yisrael, according to the Shach, the Ramos Heter is not valid. The Ramos Heter is not valid. Ramos Heter is Yisrael Roeu. The Shach says, no, Yisrael Roeu is only by Cholov. So he argues. So what do you need? You need one or two things. Either Yisrael puts in the Dover Hamamid, or Yisrael owns the milk. Owns the animals. Therefore, he owns the milk. And there, whatever is made, even if it was made by a goy, but it's not Gvinas Akum, because the Yisrael is the owner of the milk. Or the animals that produce the milk.
And if the Jew owns the milk, does that mean there doesn't have to be watching at all?
So if the Jew owns the milk, so then it's mutter.
And no one needs to watch it.
If you hold that that's sufficient. In other words, the Shach says two things. Either the Israel puts in the Dover Amami, then of course he's watching it because he put it in. Or the Israel owns it.
But just because the Jew owns the milk doesn't mean a kosher Dover Ma'amid is being put in.
Right. The Lo Shari El B'Yisrael Ason Acharkach. He says, we buy from cheese from Goyim. They were made by Goyim. So he says, because they would rent out the animals. Right, so we have to deal with your question. In other words, Eli's asking a very interesting question. In other words, what if Israel owns it, but he's not? There's no Israel there. Maybe he's Taka putting in Dover Tameh. Okay, we'll see. But that's the... We'll have to get to that. Now, so this is a fundamental machlokas between the Ramah and the Shach. And then we have to discuss what does it mean You know, there was an article in the Mishpacha magazine about how the coronavirus has impact in kashrus, because they're saying it was now mashgichim are not traveling so much. You know, they can't get some, like some places you can't even get into them. You can't even get there. So could you do it on a on a screen to see, you know, what's going on, or what if you hold like the opinion of the Shach that you need the Israel to actually put it in, and what if could he just press a button from afar, and that's gonna, so this is a very important thing, because the symbol behind the Shach is the Mashkiach has to go there. That's why we'll see. Rabbi Gordimer wrote a whole article we're going to see next time about cheese. That's why kosher cheese is very expensive. Because you have to pay, because like Rabbi Gordimer was pointing out, when you're paying the kosher cheese, you're paying for the mashgiach's airplane ticket, you're paying for his hotel room, you're paying for all it takes to make have the mashgiach come out there at either, you know, and put the, because usually the Israel doesn't own it. If it's a secular cheese company, it's not a Hamish or cheese company. It's a secular cheese company. It's going to be owned by a guy. So the heter would be that you need a Israel to actually go there and put the Dover Mamid in, and then that would cause a need to fly the Mashkiach out whenever they're making a new supply, to fly him out. And put it up in a hotel room, you know. And who's paying that bill? The consumer. So if you compare the price of a kosher cheese with a non-kosher cheese, obviously the kosher cheese is going to be very much more expensive, because you want to have, you have the Israel. Even according to the Ramah, you want the Israel to see. Unless you say he could see from afar. Okay, so we had two fundamental machlokas in here. We had one fundamental machlokas regarding what if we know that it's kosher product, and the Dover Mamid is kosher, so do we say now it's okay? Or do we say it's a gzeira out to the non-kosher? And then we had the Rambam on one hand and the Chachmei Nervon on the other hand. And then we had the machlokas about how do you make it into Gvinas Yisrael? Is it sufficient for the Yisrael to see? Or is it you need the Yisrael to actually put the Dover HaMamet in, physically? Or at least own the milk, or the animals that the milk is coming from? Then we have to see, where did the Ramah get this from? And, you know, and so Bez Hashem, we'll see in the coming Shir, you know, where did the Ramah get this from? And this is, we're just getting our feet wet here. And then ultimately we'll get to cheese blintzes, because I have to teach you which cheese blintzes you need to get for Shavuos. You think you just get cheese, any cheese blintzes? Yeah. Now, which is the cheese blintzes that you can get for Shavuos, or the cheesecake for Shavuos? So it's a very important thing. So Shavuos is the end of the week, so we can still have the shiurim in the beginning to see what's the best thing to do to get out of cheese blintzes and cheesecake. And then you have to know what bracha to make on cheesecake. We'll see. That's coming attractions. Okay? So let me say hello to everybody and wish everyone a good Shabbos. Hi, Ben, Katz, Shlita, how are you? Good Shabbos, Danny Lou, Shabbos. Have Michael K. Shabbos. Have Eli Tesla Shabbos. Have Katan Shabbos. Have Hess. Okay. Have Yossi Wachshel. Did I get everybody? Danny Lou. We got. I like you. Are you sitting outside, Danny? You look very, very scenic there.
It's beautiful outside. So I'm sitting on my
room. It's beautiful. I like the. You know, you sit outside on the porch there. It looks very nice. Okay. Okay, Rabbi,
I have a question.
Yeah.
In terms of the
the question coming out about Mashgichim now, during the pandemic right now, if the Mashgich is able, take for example someone who doesn't need a, they just go to like check out the facilities and stuff, if he's able to see everything via a screen.
Right, so that's the discussion. Right, that's the discussion. Right, so you have to see the know the metzius of the situation. Is it, are you is it able to, you have to read.
I imagine it would be different depending on the facility, but.
Right, so you have to read the article. I have to read the article to see what the metzius is in every factory. How everything, you should, yeah. You should tell, because Rabbi Togman now is in this, he's gone to factories. So you could speak to him about the. Yeah, yeah. You can speak to them about the factories. I've not. I don't think I've ever gone to a factory. You know, maybe when I was a little kid, they took us on a trip. What?
I went to a few of them when I was working at the OU.
Yeah.
Very interesting experience.
Yeah. Okay, Rabotai. Have a good Shabbos. We're gonna have the June's month here. Anyone want to stay on for the June's month here? We're gonna start in around 11:10. The June's Mashir and Yanya Pikuach Nefesh, which should be fascinating as well. And then we'll have Chumash at 12:05. We'll have Chumash here.